In this episode, you'll discover the habit that is quietly eroding your ability to be present, your connectedness, and your motivation. And of course, I'll help you kick it to the curb. Welcome to Take Out Therapy, the podcast for empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and a therapist helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. If that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. Visit me at takeouttherapy.com anytime. Thanks for listening. Let's get to work. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you're tuning in for today's episode. My goal today is to help you take better care of your mental health. That's my entire goal when it comes to this podcast project. What I try to do is raise awareness about the common problems that a lot of humans share and the skills that you can use to fix those problems. I've learned these things from 20 years of therapist training and thousands of hours of client time over the years. And today, I'm naming the elephant in the room, my friend, your phone. Have you noticed what is happening? Or maybe you're caught up in it too. When you go into a public place, look around. The airport, bookstore, coffee shop, restaurant, and notice that people are interacting less and less with each other. Maybe it's happening in your own home. I know it is in mine. People are involved in a whole other world, one that lives in a box with a screen. The cell phone use is totally out of control. And most people are in complete denial. Consults are coming in hot this week. And when I ask the hard questions about cell phone use, I instantly hear and see a shift in people. People are experiencing increased rates of anxiety, depression, ADHD symptoms, and an interesting myriad of other maladies. But no one wants to put their phones down. And as a therapist, what I think is that until a person is willing to put their phone away for a while, they will not know much about the condition of their mental health. There should be no diagnosis, treatment plan, or medication track until we remove the phone. Because it's covering up or causing whatever's going on. So I'll ask you this. Take a moment to be honest. How much time are you spending on your cell phone? And what are your activities while you're on it? If your answer is, I don't really know, then that's a great place to begin. But most people readily admit that the phone is not just a phone. It's a device that's a tool and it's being used for many, many hours every day. It's a calendar, a grocery list, a health tracker, a meditation app, a workout plan, and communication with our friends and family. It's a way to keep up with what's happening in the world and in our communities. We use this machine for so many things. And experts would argue that we use it for way too many things and that there are some things causing way more problems than others. And so without going down the social media hellhole, I will say that every social app is built to capture your attention for as long as possible. It's made to frame your point of view in one way or another, mostly through emotional manipulation, and frankly, keep you hooked. Any apps that you have on your phone where you're scrolling for the content are well-designed addiction machines. If you're an empathic person, which I know a lot of my listeners are, you're picking a bunch of stuff up from that machine and all those apps that you have no idea what you're picking up. Fear, worry, hatred, division, boredom, a lack of feeling successful, imposter syndrome, etc., etc., etc. If you're a high-achieving person, a driven, motivated person, the internet is convincing you that you are never enough. You should be doing more, behaving and achieving better than what you are currently at. It's never ending. If you already have a touch of anxiety, the device and everything on it is made to hook you in and exacerbate your need to numb and avoid. Boy, I got on that soapbox, didn't I? But can you argue with me? When you look at the machine and the amount of time you spend on it and what you're doing there and how those activities make you feel, you might realize a few things that you didn't realize before. So, I don't know, today, I just wanted to name the elephant in the room and give you some ideas about how to turn the Titanic around. And just know, if you've been listening for any length of time, I'm a real person. And I struggle with all the same crap and baggage that you do. I just happen to know more about neuroscience and human development and all of our idiosyncrasies, or should I say problems, because I've spent thousands of hours and lots of time in trainings to learn about this stuff. So I don't come from a place of like, you. Let's clean it up, friend. Because I don't know about you, but I feel the space of disconnection. And I don't like it. It's not what I'm going for in my life. So if you're relating to me at all today, and you're saying to yourself, Rebecca, you're right. I've got a problem and I'm looking to fix it. Here's what I will say. And more importantly, here's what I'll be doing. Because there's no magic technique or tip. It's about discipline. We have to be in relationship with ourselves, show up in our lives, and practice discipline. Take action. There are no hacks to get action and change going in your life without just doing something different. In order to make change of any kind, whether you're going to use your cell phone less or watch less TV or play less video games, you have to see that it will improve your life and be willing to just experiment with switching things up. I use a tool, and I'm going to be radically using this tool over the next few weeks, and I'll update you later on and let you know how my battle over the cell phone is going. My kids have come home, and I'm noticing some overuse there too. Early 20s. Yeah. I had all these ideas about how we were going to be spending time together, and honestly, I'm spending time with people who are just sitting on their cell phones. So I have to get off my cell phone so I can navigate this situation and model what it looks like to, you know, just take a step back, say what's happening, and regroup a little bit. Okay, so my tool that I use is called the brick, and it's a funny little thing. So the brick is basically this little magnetic square thing that I keep on my refrigerator, and it has an app. And when you touch the app, you're basically telling the app to lock you out of whatever apps you're not wanting to use for that period of time. And then you click it on this physical machine And you can't unlock it without coming back to the physical machine, which basically, in neuroscience, you're delaying something in order for a thought to come in that is like, do you really want to get back on your phone now? Do you really want to unlock those apps? It forces an intentionality of getting your butt up and being like, oh, I really want to surf Facebook. And then you have to go to the brick and unbrick it. So that's my tool that I'm using. And they should totally make me an affiliate, right? Could you send them an email? There's so many tools and apps and all kinds of things out there at our disposal to help us with this emerging, worsening issue. And yet, we're still looking for the trick and the tip and the hack, aren't we? What I would say is practice exposure therapy. Do you know what exposure therapy is? It's fancy words for just do it and see what happens to you. See what is needed, right? You're going to be squirmy. You'll need replacement activities. I don't recommend filling in the gap with copious drinking or smoking weed. I recommend going back to the basics. You know all that stuff you keep saying you want to do? Yeah, me too, right? Make a list of all of those things so that when you take action and put your phone down, you can go back to a written list when you get kind of squirmy and out of things to do and remember yourself. Remember the activities that you want to involve yourself with. Remember all those books you want to read and those walks you want to take and those friends you keep saying you want to go out and meet. Just take to the list, use it as a resource, and get your life going in a bit of a different direction. That's my goal. You know, we're just becoming increasingly insulated by this online landscape that lives in the tiny box in our hand. It's interesting because I have to be daring here and say that I think a lot of people are just out of touch with the reality of everyday life out there in their communities. We're human beings. We're built to connect deeply in person. There's so many ways to do that online. Are you doing it in person? Come on back, friend. You and me, we're going to re-enter reality where people are actually really kind. Your community in the world is generally pretty safe, and you get to choose where to place your focus. And I'm not saying ignore what's going on in the world. Here's how I look at it. I always recommend spending 80% of your time and your emotional and mental energy inside of the life that you've created for yourself. And maybe like 20% involving yourself with things that are outside of your life. If you're privileged enough to be able to take care of yourself in this way, take care of your mental health, an 80-20 split is what I see as a therapist brings people back into a healthy balance. Because I think sometimes people get really, really wrapped up in what's going on outside of their lives and they lose touch with what they have built, you know? And so there's so much to do outside of our lives, helping, volunteering, being an activist, being an educator, getting involved in some way that's helpful, right? But there are lots of ways to do that in our lives too. The world right now is as it has always been. And we will continue to repeat cycles as we're seeing right before our eyes. And what I would say is being present in life helps us remember who we are and what we have. So I'll update you about how my cell phone project is coming along, and you let me know the same. If you want some help along the way, this is what I help people with, which is, I know, kind of funny and ironic that I help people with problems that I myself struggle with and have for many years. Therapists aren't perfect. We're just real people with a ton of information and some pretty good strategies. Try these strategies and see what happens. Thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here and doing this work. Stay tuned for new episodes most Mondays and Fridays. This podcast is designed to help you thrive. But just remember, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources and find out how to work with me. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.